All right, we got Raina Sabella now on the air. Raina, are you with us?
Yes. Hi, how are you?
All right. Hi, Raina. Thank you so much for your time. And 10:16 here on the East Coast. And first off, I just want to start off with going to Maryland, playing James Madison in overtime. You have the ball. You find Nicole Beretta, and Beretta hits that game-winning goal, giving you guys a 10-9 victory over the 2018 defending James Madison Dukes. Has it hit your mind that you had the game-winning assist?
Honestly, maybe not yet. It was such a great feeling, especially to have that win in overtime, you know? Honestly, to have that win with, like, all of my teammates and help it happen against the defending national championships was awesome.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. So apparently this was your first year with the Stony Brook Seawolves. Actually, it was your second, actually, and your role has definitely increased. You played practically all 21 games starting in 20. How much do you feel has your role increased with the Seawolves?
It definitely has increased, but I definitely do love it. Honestly, it feels great to play such an important role on such a great team with all my teammates and be a part of something like this and be able to help reach towards our goal of obviously winning national championships.
And Raina, like Zach said, you have a lot of eight seniors that graduated. No more Carrie McCarthy. Sarah Moore will be coming back though for her senior year after she suffered an injury not too long ago, but she has 1 year of eligibility left. You lost Sabrina Tabasso, another great player. Now, you and your relationship with Coach Spallina, obviously you going into your junior year upcoming, how much more of a leader do you think that you have become for this team, especially you with your play as a freshman and as a sophomore? Now you're going into your junior year, your level of playing time is going to increase. Are you nervous or are you ready for it?
Oh, I'm totally ready for it. You know, my relationship with Coach Spallina is awesome. You know, I love having such a great relationship with my coaches. And honestly, I'm totally ready to take on that role, and I'm excited to get after it and be able to be a leader on such a great team. And honestly, it's such an honor to be able to have that role on such a great place.
All right, Raina, I have a question. We were talking a little bit about the start of the season versus, of course, the end of it. And tell me a little bit how your role over the course of the season grew and how you fit in with the offensive flow, so to speak, so the basically set up that particular moment against James Madison.
So against James Madison, we had this plan. So we were really just moving the ball around quickly, and I caught the ball, and next thing I know, I see Nicole Beretta cutting from the elbow, and she's wide open in the middle, and I just connected with her right then and there. It wasn't planned. It was kind of just happened, and it happened perfectly. Perfect timing.
Yeah, at that point in the season, though, it's almost instinctive. You almost feel her, and right where she was, you were able to find her.
Right, yeah. I saw her right in the corner of my eye. I almost knew she was going to read that cut, because that's a cut that she's, you know, she's very good at, and we've seen her be very good at it, so I almost, you know, had that feeling. I saw her, and I knew I just had to hit that right there.
But beginning of the season, when you guys were still feeling each other out, especially when you were going through that rough spot, 5-5 to start the season, do you think you could have pulled that playoff in week one?
You know, in week one, I feel like we were still feeling each other out as a team, you know. The very beginning of our season was a great learning experience. So honestly, it's good that, obviously not good that we started that way, but good that we came back and responded the way that we did. So being able to grow and see those opportunities as the season went later on was, I think, very good.
Now, Raina, Jim Furchman here, and just to take me through the recruiting process, you are winning a Class C championship for Mount Sinai over, pronounce me if I pronounce this correctly, Hanoi Falls Lima in the state championship. Okay, I got that. Now, explain your time in Mount Sinai, and then when it gave your time for Stony Brook. Why Stony Brook? Because it was in your hometown, you want to be close to home, or you just felt that was the right option for you?
I totally felt that was the right option for me. When I went to visit Stony Brook campus, I remember it clear as day. I wanted to commit right on the spot, but as I was walking out of there, I was told, just take a day, and the next day I called and I said, I want to come right away. You know, I just love Spallina, and I loved the atmosphere that he created, and I could just tell that I really wanted to play for him, and he was the type of coach that I wanted to play for, and those were the type of girls I wanted to be with and surrounded by. And, yeah, I just knew right from there.
Now,
on the high school level, what's the rep right now with Stony Brook? Because everybody, especially in Long Island, being the lacrosse hotbed it is, they have aspirations to go to the name schools like Maryland. Okay, I'll throw that out there. Like JMU, like Florida, USC, and all these great teams that you guys played in the non-conference schedule. Where does Stony Brook rank in terms of an aspirational school for a high school player?
You know, I think Stony Brook ranks right there. You know, it's grown into a program that keeps up with teams like that. Obviously, with our games against USC and such. So I believe that we have grown so much, and I believe that we're going to continue growing. And I believe more girls are going to want to come to Stony Brook and come to Laval and watch us play and all of that good stuff. So I think it's definitely has risen and is going to keep rising.
And Raina, when you were also at Mount Sinai, coached by Albert Bertolone, and also being an honor roll and a scholar athlete in high school, everything was going right for you. And how is that transition, especially from staying about 15, 20 minutes away, going to Stony Brook, and eventually turning into a role player? I mean, what does that feel like, especially when you were a team that went into Maryland, beat the defending champions, and you know what? Made a little bit of an upset.
Yeah, honestly, it feels really great. You know, going from Mount Sinai and transitioning into Stony Brook, honestly, was a great transition. Going from a school that did win the championship, I feel like that did prepare me much better. And my coach, Albert alone, did prepare me so much better to go into college and take on a role like that. And playing in games such as against JMU, like, I don't even know how to explain it. I still get so excited thinking about that game. Yeah, it's definitely so exciting just to think about and to even just, you know, take it in and realize that, wow, yeah. I am a part of this team.
Now, I want to take it back to that moment because I know it's like one of the highlights, sure, from that. Because as soon as I saw you guys celebrate, you guys just literally celebrate there and you guys are celebrating in a circle. You guys are screaming at screaming at each other, motivation. And you guys just stop for like 2 seconds. You look at the scoreboard, and then you rush the other way towards midfield. Like, what was that pause about? That you guys did it or something?
Yeah, that pause was after Nicole Bretta scored her goal. Obviously, she had to drop her stick for the stick check. So we were just waiting right there. Once we got the clear, we just started running.
I figured that. Pretty much. You guys were just making sure that goal would count, and it did.
But I'm pretty sure when Nicole Beretta, on every cut that she's had this year, she's thrown her stick emphatically, no matter what she does, along with, this is a good transition, with Allie Kennedy. And we had Sarah Mueller on the show on June 30th, because we had no show last week on July 7th. What is the experience like playing with Allie Kennedy?
Playing with Allie is honestly awesome. She's not only an outstanding player, but she also makes players around her so well. She compliments everybody on the field so well. She's a great up-and-down midfielder. She's a great teammate. And honestly, it's honestly so much fun to play with her, honestly.
And now, alongside that, you have returning Allie Kennedy going into her senior season, along with the second leading scorer last year in Siobhan Rafferty, who's coming back. Now, where do you feel that you play your role in that with those three key players, as well as also you guys not having Anna Tesserero in between the posts?
Yeah, I think we'll definitely be good. I feel like I'm gonna fit in that role in the midfield. You know, all these seniors graduating, you know, it's definitely sad, and we're gonna miss them so much. But as Coach Lean always says, it's not a rebuilding year. It's always a reloading year. So we're always going to still reload, even though we miss them. We're going to miss them so much, and they're obviously going to be missed, and they're going to be aspects of their game that can't be replaced, and they as people can't be replaced. But we're all going to step up in waves, and we're all going to make big plays on the field.
And I'm going to flash it back to 2018, where really you felt Matt's just waiting to – he's keeping his cool right here. Did not lose a game all season until you got to the tournament and went 20-1, losing to Boston College by one. in a really, really tough game. Now, Stony Brook being in the America East where it is and not being in a Power 5 conference or where it is, do you feel that Stony Brook gets a lot of disrespect from the lacrosse committee?
You know, no. Honestly, I don't think we get disrespect from the lacrosse community. We went to BC, you know, and we obviously have that devastating loss, but it's something that we use as motivation to come back and to maybe get that higher seed and work harder and come back a better version of ourselves individually and as a team. So we use that to fuel our fire.
Okay, okay. And now going into your junior year, what are you looking to improve this season that, you know, through your freshman and sophomore years, you've been having the growing pains and learning as you go? What are you really looking to improve this season?
I'm definitely looking to improve myself all around on the field. You know, there's always areas that you can improve, and honestly, there's always room for improvement everywhere. But other than that, I definitely look to improve not only myself, but I also want to make the people around me better. So I'm going to push everybody around me, and I'm going to do the best of my ability to work hard and make everybody else work hard as well.
At what point? Yeah, we're in July, okay? You're only a couple of months removed from the end of the season, and you don't start playing, obviously, until spring. But at what point, as a player, do you start thinking about next year, what your role is going to be on the field, who's going to be there, who's not going to be there? Do you have discussions with the coaching staff at this point, or is it too early?
Oh, absolutely. As soon as that game's over, we're already thinking about it. We're already thinking about next season, you know? That loss happened. It stinks. We're gonna take it in, but our minds automatically go to next year. What can we do? How can we get better? How can we come back next year and have this not happen? So honestly, as soon as this past year we got on the bus back to Maryland, everyone was already thinking about next year and what they can do and looking into the future.
Officially, what are you guys allowed to do as far as meeting, as far as practicing and training until the season starts?
So training, we will all do on our own. So we'll do speed training, we'll do lacrosse, strength training, conditioning, and everything like that. So over the summer, it's basically more so individual work, more than teamwork. In the fall, we're going to get back together and have our fall ball. Mm-hmm. And then we'll be able to practice as a team and play some games and really get to feel each other out.
And before we let you go, Raina, I don't want to bring this up, but the Maryland game, and I know it was a very difficult and probably a little frustrating. How did it feel? I'm going to save it for the positive part. How did it feel that at one point in time, for the first 5 minutes of that first half, that you were up 4-0 against the 13-time defending champion Maryland Terrapins?
It was honestly really, really exciting. You know, we came out winning 4-0, then they obviously called that timeout, and that game kind of changed its direction. But just to know that we were capable of doing that was definitely exciting. And it just shows our potential. And despite the way that game went, you know, we are using that game as motivation, and we use to come back in the season and work really hard in the summer and come back the best version that we could possibly be.
When you take a look at that game, and it's not just that game, it's any year you don't win the whole thing, which means, yes, there was always an elimination game, only one team comes out happy. But when you think about that, and you think about the way things turned in that game, are there things that go through your head, we're never going to do that again, we're never going to do that again, or we need to do more of that, need to do more of the other thing? Are those the things that everybody's talking about that, you know, they're trying to pinpoint where it turned around?
Yeah, definitely. We're always looking at ways that we can improve and ways that maybe we shouldn't do this when this happens, or maybe we could do more of this, or in the beginning of the game, we should have more of that later in the game. But, we're always looking for ways to improve and get better and evolve our game.
And, of course, you have to wait till spring to start playing again, so you're still thinking about that game.
Yes, every single day.
Now, Raina, before we let you go, and this will be my final question, and I know I probably should have said this to begin, but what inspired you first to even pick up a stick and want to be a lacrosse player?
So, Mount Sinai is a definitely very big lacrosse community. You know, I started it when I was 11 years old. I was going into fifth grade, and it would always inspire me to see girls, you know, that do play at Stony Brook. They weren't, you know, Coach Bellina came in a few years, maybe after, a couple years after, okay. And that's when I really started to, you know, like Stony Brook. That's when I really started to love lacrosse, and as I got older, you know, I just started to fall in love with the game more and more, and it just, I just wound up, you know, sticking with it, and then I found Stony Brook, and I knew I wanted to play and keep it going.
So there were no other schools besides Stony Brook that were on your mind while you were at Mount Sinai?
I did get recruited to other schools, but as soon as I knew I was getting a look from Coach Bellina, that as soon as I walked into that campus and talked to him in his office, I my mind was already made up. There was no question, definitely.
I ask this question about – I ask players this question all the time. Used to do it when we had a player on every week. And one thing about your team that people should know but don't.
Should know. I would probably say that people should know that we definitely work hard every single day, you know. That's not anything that goes under the radar, and we're going to work, and we're going to work in, not only in silence, but we're going to definitely, it's going to show in our play, and it's going to show in our attitude that we work hard, and that we're going to come out onto the field when we do play our game, and that it's going to show that we're hungry for the win and for everything we do and for our goals.
Speaking of hungry, what is the team's favorite pregame meal?
My favorite pregame meal?
Yeah.
My favorite pregame meal is definitely, I would have to say, chicken parm.
Yes.
Like the one at the bench, right?
No, definitely not the bench, but
okay.
Chicken parm with a plate of spaghetti, that's definitely my pregame meal right there.
Because it's very popular. I'm sure amongst your team it is, but you'd be surprised how many of you, the alumni before you, say the same thing.
You can't go wrong. Can't go wrong.
All right. Now, that's a great pregame meal for sure, Raina.
Yeah,
all right.
I like chicken parm too. Yeah.
All right. Raina Spell, thank you so much for your time. And we look forward to you going into your junior year and making some noise, helping Stony Brook make some more history along the way. Thank you so much for your time, Raina. Have a great night.
Thank you so much. You too. Thank you for having me.
All right. And that was Stony Brook women's lacrosse midfielder Raina Sabella.